Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland outback residents are preparing for a drastic rise in native rats and rodents, with the number significantly increasing from last year. Landholders and residents hoped that the recent floods in the northwest Queensland area would wash away the furry creatures, yet they remain persistent as they plan once again to rule the warmer Australian weather. Brisbane-based developer Seymour Group is claiming that a Sydney landlord is blocking their development of an apartment and shop complex in the Newstead area to protect its nearby profits. Sydney asset group Dexis claimed that the development would ruin the local character and worsen traffic, while the council continued with its approval, citing the creation of jobs and much-needed housing for locals. In national news, large parts of Australia have awoken to the coldest morning of the year the past 2 days, with a feels-like temperature soaring a chilly 3 to 6 degrees cooler than the minimum temp. Capital cities such as Melbourne, Sydney, Hobart and Canberra feels-like temperatures come close to 0 degrees, with regional towns like Oakley and Mount Hotham in the negatives. The culprit, according to the bomb, revealed to be the wind. Australian bushfires could be more intense and extensive than current predictions indicate. A new report by the International Journal of Wildland Fires suggests that communities will face more multi-day fires, presenting its concerns that the Forest Fire Danger Index is not fully capturing the potential of fires in heatwave and drought conditions. Due to these arising concerns, methods on recognising fires in these conditions will be researched and investigated. In international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin has arrived in North Korea for the first time in more than 20 years for talks with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un. The Kremlin described the trip as a friendly state visit, the Russian media reporting that the partnership agreement may be signed, with Russia in need of weapons for its campaign in Ukraine and North Korea needing fuel and foreign currency, as well as space technology. Putin's last trip was in 2000, where he met with Un's father. For your weather today, Brisbane is just a little brisk. It's currently 11 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.